Good morning, gorgeous. Wake up, your destiny is here. And she's standing all naked and ready for you beside your bed. How did I get in? Well, that involves science. Actually, the simple explanation is that I just walked into the same spot in my universe, then pushed a button on this wrist control and I'm suddenly in your universe. But how I got here isn't really the right question. What you should be asking me is who I am. I can see you're a little sleepy and not thinking all that well. It's not surprising, I guess. I'm not much of a morning person either. But please go ahead and ask, who am I? Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Again, the answer involves science, but the quick answer is that I'm you, for all intents and purposes, that is. Or that you're me. I'm the real one, after all. You're just this universe's version of me, and you're a guy. You have no idea how long it took for my scientists to find this universe. It seems I'm a girl in pretty much other universes, but then we found you, and you're a guy. A decent-looking guy, too. I have to admit, I was worried how I might look as a man, but I'm pleasantly surprised. What works so well in a woman doesn't always work so well in a man. No, don't get up. Well, you can try, but the suppression field won't let you. I can control that with this wrist thing, too. I can't have you running away or causing trouble before I'm finished. At the very least, I want you to hear me out. You see, I'm kind of a big deal in my universe. I'm in charge. Actually, here your family is just normal people. But in my universe, they are royalty. The main royalty, actually. I'm heir to the throne of the earth. The earth runs itself, mostly. It's a boring job being emperor, like our father. It's even more boring being the crown princess. I have to go places and be seen and open hospitals and stuff. But my only real duty is pretty simple. I have to provide the next heir to the throne. The problem is, no one is really worthy of me. I've had literally thousands of men try to court me. I've sought out hundreds more on my own. But they just don't measure up. I'm the future empress. I deserve the absolute best mate I can get. In other words, the only one worthy to mate with me is me. Which means you. Technically, it's incest, or maybe just masturbation. I don't think laws and taboos are equipped to handle alternate universes. And incest doesn't really apply to royalty either. But long story short, you and me are going to make a baby. And he or she will be ruler of my earth someday. Possibly multiple earths. Once we figure out how to move large numbers of troops across the universes. It's hard enough just sending me across. In fact, I can't stay long. It's taking a lot of power just to keep me here. But I figured I owed you an explanation. Before we had sex, or whatever they call it when two copies of the same person do what we are going to do. And for the record, this technically isn't a rape. You're me, and I give my consent. You probably would too, if you had a chance to get to know me better. And what guy wouldn't want to screw the future empress and have their kid be the next in line to the throne? I'm actually doing you a big favor there. Now, don't struggle. That just makes the suppression field react even stronger. Let me pull back the sheets. Oh, morning wood, that will save us some time. And nice boxers. They might even be a good look on me. Maybe I'll take them back with me as a trophy. But it's the other thing I'll be taking back with me that will be the real prize. This wrist controller protects me from the suppression field. I can straddle you like it's not even there. While you just lie there, helpless. You're clearly ready to go. And I've been wet since before I left my universe just thinking about this. There's no need and no time to drag this out. Oh, can you feel the tension mount as I'm about to mount you? The future of my world depends on you making a baby in me. Because you're the only man I would consider doing this with. The only man worthy of me. Even the barrier between universes could not keep this from happening. I've done what no other person has done, just to be here with her and you inside me. You should be very flattered, and I'll even try to make you very happy in the short time we have together. Well, at least I'll make you come. That's kind of critical. They told me that they could have just sent a soldier across to harvest your sperm. But they're really just an old-fashioned girl at heart, and they want our baby to be conceived naturally. At least as naturally as a baby made on a cross-universe booty call with my gender-swapped self can be. But naturally, I want to enjoy this moment. This is when I cement my legacy. At least as much as I can before I become empress. Then I will carve out an empire across the universes for our child to rule over. Oh, that thought's making me even more excited. I almost as much as the feeling of riding up and down on your cock is, I'm quite happy to find out that we are very sexually compatible. Our cock fits very nicely into our pussy. I just wish I could let your hands explore my body a little bit more. But I don't have time to trust you. It's a shame, too. Because I think you really like it. You make a really hot woman, don't you think? Which is why I think we'll make a good baby together. My geneticists have assured me it will be okay. We have the same excellent genes, so our baby will inherit all of those along with my entire earth. Now enough talk about our baby. You really do keep derailing this conversation. Be annoyed if you were me. Now let's focus on the sex and how my body moves on top of yours. My breasts are heaving and bouncing as I fuck you. My wetness are running down your cock. My hips are rocking back and forth. I never thought fucking myself would feel so good. Turned on the suppression field a little. You still have trouble moving, but it will be enough to put your hands on my waist, especially if I help. I can't trust you with that much, can't I? You're confused still, but aroused, and even if your mind doesn't know what to think, your body does, and now your hands. But most importantly, your cock does, and your balls. They know instinctively to release into me at the right time, to fill my womb. And that time is very close. We will come very soon, and then I must go. So hurry. I always take too long. It would be a waste if I came all this way only to disappear before the climax. Before our climax. Oh, fuck it. I'm turning off the suppression field. Hold on to me. I want to feel your hands on my ass, on my breast, on my face. And I want to feel you come inside of me. Bodyguards must be having a fit right now. They didn't want me to come here. They told me not to turn off the suppression field, but I knew I could trust you. You're me, after all. Just with a penis, which I am also thankful for at the moment. Damn it. I'm starting to fade. So much for cuddling. But I'm taking back your come with me, at least. And these boxer shorts, because they're kind of cool. Goodbye. I'll never forget you. Although you might forget me. It's a side effect of the suppression field. But I'll be back someday, and we can have sex as much as I want. Oh, there might be 100 million soldiers with me. But it's okay. You wouldn't have to fuck them, and they might even let you rid the continent of your child.